What do you want to do? I feel like I don't need to like prompt you. Though. I'm just gonna let you take the floor. Anybody want it? Who wants to?
How you feel?
No, we're not doing
no. How you feel? It's your team. How you feel?
I'm not happy, Yardi.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's what we're not here to do, and then opened up.
Let's have your seminar. Yeah.
Hey, he needs to go to that cool self-esteem.
Yeah. I am somebody.
Hey, can we start the show, man?
Steve, I'm shut bitching, man.
Yeah, I'm a maverick at the end of the day.
What? Shut up, bruv.
I'm a controller.
Bruv, calm down, everybody.
I'll control.
Dan, get off the phone, my brother.
You can't
come
control
on,
from
man.
The ring. But since you are on the wing, tell everybody why you're on the wing.
Basically, a weekend of football just happened. There's two reasons. The first reason is because I'm the only 3-point collector from Filthy this week, so having a day off. The second reason, Wednesday the 1st of October, it's my birthday.
When's that? Or Wednesday?
I'm 34.
Today?
I still got pace.
Oh, happy birthday, Lips. Everybody, happy
more
birthday,
life.
Lips.
More life, more life.
But the truth is the crowd wanted to see you playing a different position.
I'll be honest, they wanted me out of there still. They wanted me.
Is it?
No, why? The show. They wanted me off the
That's
show.
That's not true.
Nah, I swear, a section of the fan base, United boys.
Don't want you on there.
Don't want me up there, man.
Is it?
They just think he'll be better utilised on the wing. He's got pace.
Yeah.
Like, his dribbling ability.
The thing is, yeah, it's risky putting Margs in this role, though, isn't it?
Because it's not, because
you spam the inshallah.
Yeah, he's an inshallah footballer.
That's how you get goal of the seasons. You get what I'm trying to say? That's
Bruno.
That's how you get magic. That's how you get magic.
You are Bruno.
Crossing from the middle. There's no angle. no angle. Like, just
whatever,
straight,
man.
Just...
But that's cool. We'll take that. But squads are player short. I noticed there's a gap there.
So if you don't mind, I wanted to invite someone who's, I guess, going to be a regular this season, I hope. And that's my boy, White Yardi, a.k.a. Prince Harry.
Yeah? Prince Harry!
He's back, baby. Yeah, man. Come on,
3-point collectors. 3-point collectors.
You got a drink?
That's right. That's right.
Why they call you Prince Harry Yardi, man? Why they call you Prince Harry?
Why they call me Prince Harry Yardi, man?
Okay.
Hey. No, my name's Harry. I'm really name, Harry.
Really? Oh.
Harry. Yeah. Harry.
If you can't. They're all over my socials anyway. Harry.
Shit. Yeah, he's Bayesian, though, isn't it? So you're gonna have to, like,
Harry.
Harry. If he starts speaking too fast, just let us know.
Yeah. Well, I'll go on. What's on the show? Oh my God, I've got a message. Oh, I've got another thing. Sorry, boys.
Find that up, man.
What do you mean? What's that? I got another thing.
But firstly, I have to let everybody at home know that this episode is brought to you by the watch section. Obviously, Dan, take it away. You got more watches than me.
I'm done. You are a watch section kind of man.
This is your... I thought these were your people. I thought
the last person that phoned me after a watch was you, actually.
Yeah.
Well, luckily for you at home, there's a discount code for watches. Use Filthy Watch at the checkout. You get £100 off any item.
Hey, Margs.
What?
You don't really need £100 off anything at the moment, do you? Because you are now using Apple Pay. You are up.
2025, October.
He put Apple Pay on his phone today.
Apple Pay.
Bro, I told you. You man been living in the future, bro. I didn't even know how easy it was to just pay Apple for stuff.
So everywhere you go, you bring your cards with you?
I bring my card, got a card hold with me every day.
Yeah, he's got a little mini wallet, it's mad.
But I have a wallet.
A folding one?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You ain't got a card holder?
It has card holders in there.
But it's also...
Is it an Arsenal Velcro one?
No,
is it a Velcro? Let me see.
Have a wallet.
Yeah, that's
a big, grown,
big
that,
man wallet.
That's grown man. I'm not gonna lie, that's grown man.
That's an uncle flow. That's a.
So where do you put it? Where do you put it?
Yeah. In my pocket.
It's in your pocket.
Back pocket.
Right. No. 1 second. He's got. He's like an international spy. He's got different money from different countries in sections. He's got dollars here. Yeah. English pounds here. Yeah. Euros.
Jamaican.
Oh, is that Jamaica there?
Jamaican.
He can bribe any man.
Anywhere.
Canadian?
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
A lot of it as well, by the way.
We travel.
Yeah, man. Right, come on, so listen.
All right, also, wait, are we done the SAR shirt giveaway, innit?
Who won?
Is that the one where they had to guess loser's age? Yeah. Do we know who won it?
Oh, you look out of order.
It better not be my Langsaw.
Oh, his age. Sorry.
No.
Who's going to say
it? That shirt, I don't even know what team that shirt is.
My Langsaw, you know.
Well, Palisa.
Chelsea's.
It's Ishmael Sarr, no?
No.
Nah,
it's Tottenham Sarr.
Oh, wow. There's Bear Sars.
It's Torre, isn't it?
This is like the Dembele. Remember when there's Bear Dembele?
What is Sarr's first name?
Gerald.
Papa Sarr.
Not that Kane. Harry Kane. Not that Sarr.
All right. We'll move on to the Sarr stuff in a second. Steve-O.
Yo. So.
What was going on back in the day, man?
What do you mean?
Something was going on back in the day.
Huh? No, that's a shout out to my pod.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you, lads. No. Listen, back in the day, you don't even know the flipping pod's name, man.
I do.
So
it's called Back in the Day.
Back in the Day's pod, we've got an episode out now with Craig Mitch.
He's not old enough.
He is. Hey, Loons.
Man said back in the day was last week.
Now, hey, Craig.
I swear down, he just don't like look like he's getting older.
Oh, wicked. Big up,
yeah,
Craig.
He knows his man. Oh. Yeah, so we got into that, man. So yeah, that episode's out. But you know what? I'm not here to promote my stuff. I do want to say one thing. I got a message. I got a friend called Ali Campbell. You might know him from Maybe 40.
Ali Campbell?
Yeah, Alistair, Ali.
I was thinking of a different Ali.
Oh, is there a porn star called Ali?
No, like Ali Abdi.
Oh.
Like that type of Ali.
No, I don't think there's an Ali Campbell in porn.
Do you get what I'm saying? I don't really call Campbell's. Alistair Ali, do you?
Campbell's too much of a normal name for
Ali,
porn.
Ali McQuist.
You that's think Ali, it's, not...
Oh, anyway, lads.
With a Y.
That's
calm
it,
down.
That's Ali. That is Ali with a Y.
Right, here we go. No, it's not. It's A-L-I. It's A-L-I.
He said that's Ali. What, that's
what?
Ali, that one?
Yeah.
That's a Muslim one.
See? You heard what I heard.
Well, listen. Can I give you some context?
Muslim one, see?
You, man, ADHD, and I love it.
Keep with his mushrooms on his T-shirt. Talking about the alphabet, bro.
Trust me. Listen, so, Margs.
Yo.
You didn't know who UB40 was, right?
That's not actually true, though.
So,
basically, they were talking about UB40 this morning on my morning show. Big up TDA every morning, 8 to 10:30. Nah, it was just... They just came up in conversation. Obviously, I know about the rhythm, red wine and things, so we were talking about UB40.
We love a bit of red wine.
And then I was like, you know what? Put them on the screen. So then we Google image them and we put them on the screen. And I just see a bunch of duns I ain't never seen before in my life. So I'm saying, right, you know what? No, I said was... Obviously, I know UB40, but I don't know.
You know the name, UB40. The brand.
Yeah,
no, but we know what they look like.
No, but I'm looking.
You're not YouTubing them.
I'm looking at images I've never seen in my
Is
life.
Is it one of them light skin? Maybe.
Right, let
one of them's got dreads.
Hello.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Let me land.
I think
land.
He plays jumpy.
Go on, then.
You lot are mad, you know.
Land it.
Let me land. So Ali from UB40 has a message for Marks.
Okay. Someone's got a trumpet.
Yo, Marks. Ali Campbell here. I'm hearing that you've just turned 40 and you're pretending to be young and not knowing anything.
Wait a second. He's been fucking mad. Because if you ever want to start filthy versus UB40 beef, live on internet.
This Ten, give him no.
Hey, listen, Shade Bar never saw this coming.
Is the internet ready?
Right, boss.
Oh, one second.
Right, get your boss.
Hey, Bansar, clip this up because I'm ready to talk. No, I'm ready to go.
Yo,
you know what? Play it back. Let me hear what he said.
Yo.
Because this is crazy.
Yo.
You're going to see Banson and Crew breaking this down.
1 second.
I'm about to go.
Hey, my bridge,
what are we doing here?
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
Hey, Akai.
Let him play it.
Akai.
Akai.
Internet ready.
Right, here we go.
Send for your strip.
Let him land it, please.
Yo, Margs. Ali Campbell here. I'm hearing that you've just turned 40 and you're pretending to be young and not knowing any UB40 songs. At your big age, forget about Pen Game for a second and do some research. 100 million record sold worldwide. 50 UK top 40s. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Big love to the filthy fellas.
Nah.
One love! Yeah!
I'll be honest,
because Margs has got the right. Yo, he's lucky that he bigged up Filthy Fellas at the end, boy. I would have seen if he was podcast ready.
Ali,
bro.
On God, I definitely know who you man are and I know your rhythms. I just didn't, like, visually, you could. It's like, you are like Pele and Selfridges.
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Do you remember Pele and Selfridges? You don't even know he's in there.
Pele can shop.
Pele can shop.
If
Pele ain't got no one with him making a scene, he can shop. I'm just telling
you. Black guy with afro, bro. Come on, man. You may not remember
let's
that.
Let's be real. People do think Pele was Morgan Freeman.
Pele
is dead.
There
was a thing that happened.
He died.
What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But I get what you mean, Marks. It's visually, I know the song, but I probably don't know them for see them.
That's what
that's
it is.
Facts.
That's
no,
what
but
it
that's more for like Gorillaz. The Gorillaz, no one don't know who the Gorillaz
hey,
are.
Growing up, yeah. Growing, you know what's crazy? Growing up.
Daft Punk.
There was one.
You know what Daft Punk is on?
I know one of the youths in Gorillaz.
Is
what's
it?
What's wrong with the big dog
it's the guy
around.
From Blur, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Damon Albarn.
Yeah, the guy, Blur, remember Albarn. Blur?
Remember that? I swear one of them was like a
Blur.
A gorilla.
Is that
part like
that?
No,
yeah. Is it
part? One of them was actually a gorilla, innit?
You mean as animation?
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
That's not a winner.
This is worse than anime, boys. This is mad.
Hey, boys. What? Boys, growing up, Blur. There was one white person that was sort of, like I could look at in the Caribbean community, and that was for me, Ali, yeah, in UB40. The fact that you don't know what he looks like, I thought that'd be a hero.
He's in Jamaica, bro.
Huh?
Oh, I'm you're reading the chances.
A hero.
A hero.
A hero.
We're not listening UB40 in Jamaica like that.
They got the real UB40. They know there's a band out there called BU40.
UB40, no, we are 40.
Oxbridge 40.
They got all the rhythms.
Right, come on.
They
got all
no
the
rhythms. No disrespect, Ali. I know why you send a voice note to me like that.
Yeah,
but
nah, sir.
Yeah, big up.
In Jamaica, I only know about them here. I've never heard of them in Jamaica. It's here.
Oh, you're definitely going to get a voice note, fella.
Yeah, you're definitely
going to
get a voice note.
Him can send as many as he wants.
He's going to send the Jamaican files.
Yeah.
The Jamaican files, isn't it? The sales.
Jamaican top 50s.
They're not selling at Jamaica.
No, they do, man.
Don't do it.
Bro.
When he showed you, he made 10 trillion Jamaican dollar.
Trillion.
My father
million.
Had a sound system. Yeah, my father had a sound system. We never play no UB40.
You never know, say that.
Me never did a dance. Me never in a dance at Jamaica here. Somebody say, yo, run the UB40.
It's dark. I didn't see this forwarding, man.
You see me a back, yo. I you know,
Yardie.
Help.
Yardie, let me ask you a question.
Man, this, you know, we are ballad, brother, and I'll stick
Yardie.
Together.
Say that, kiddie,
we got ballad, Yardie, what, your sound system, you play Celine Dion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure.
Are you saying checking if it's official?
Yeah,
I'm right.
Trying to check if it's official.
Yeah. Is that what happened? Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes.
Yes, Leanne Rimes. Michael. My name Michael Bolden. Or
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
Sinead Twan. However, name.
Yeah. Of course. But the reggae version.
No, the souls.
No, the sound.
The real
yeah.
souls and yeah. the country. Country music and soul.
They love Celine Dion. Rich up
Celine Dion's the one.
Trust me.
Oh man, they got you before.
Let's get back to this.
Yeah, get back to
Star shirt giveaway because we're gonna give it to somebody, but. This can't be the winner.
Nemo Udin.
Come on, man. That's him.
Okay, sorry. So we got the Sar shirt to give away. I said it was Lunas' birthday episode. Whoever can guess Lunas' birthday will win the Sar shirt. Nemo Udin put in Lunas' 21.
I like it, you know. I think that's the winner.
No, he didn't.
Close. That's the winner.
Nah, I just got to be the winner.
Is that the winner?
Udin.
Yeah. Oh, my winner. God. Nemo Udin won Lunas' 21.
21.
Hey.
Nemo Udin. Yeah. A bunch of details. We're going to get that shirt sent out to you, man. Pick up yourself each and every time.
Don't say, yeah.
Anyway, man, let's get some football talk, man, because we've got the whole weekend to round up.
Finally, Graham Potter's gone.
You know what it is? You're seeing everyone photoshopping his face just everywhere.
Yeah, but why though? Why do
they
do like
know,
that?
Bro,
but
they think he's got a face for everything.
I see they made him that man who does the morning routine and that. You know what I'm talking about?
I see him put on the face of the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. You remember that?
Lads, I don't know how you lot feel, but obviously it's my team we're talking about here. And I liked him. So for me, this is a mourning period, isn't it? So you lot can run all your jokes, but...
No, okay, what did you like about it? What was he doing?
Mourning or mourning?
Like mourning, like something dead.
Yeah, what was he doing for the Hammers, man? What did you like?
Nothing. So absolutely
no,
nothing.
No, I just liked... Listen, I listened to him.
You
I spoke
like
spoke
English
to
managers.
Him.
I know like English managers.
He had great leadership skills.
Oh, yeah, he went to the...
the business thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And he spoke. And it
seminar.
Was a
seminar.
Yeah, a seminar.
Yeah. Listen.
You know he went to a self-esteem seminar. And
and
he won everything.
Hey, Lunes, like, well done. I'm going to give you that. You've done it. You've done it. Well done.
Somebody.
All right, a self-esteem one's crazy.
That's the best one he's done, you know. That was witty. All right.
Somebody. Oh,
nah, but nah, I like him. I like him. Like, listen, probably time to go. It was time to go.
You don't think Nunes would be a better fit for you lot?
Darwin,
you know what it is? Nasty.
Who's Nunes?
Darwin?
Nuno, sorry, no, Nuno.
Oh, was that Darwin? That's too cute. Wait, can I not fall with that?
Nuno Espirito.
Espirito Santos. Yeah,
Santos, sorry.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's good, but he did get sacked from Spurs, Wolves, and Nottingham Forest in the last...
Shouldn't have been sacked from Forest,
I mean,
he
shouldn't have been sacked from Wolves either.
No?
Only one that was legit was Spurs.
Yeah.
Wolves, but he must be like a bad egg.
He went Wolves to Spurs, no? Yeah. So it's almost like it was a step up.
No,
thing.
I don't think he got like he left for a bit and then went to.
Oh man, he went from Spurs.
Oh no, he got Spurs.
He went Saudi after Spurs, isn't it? Is it?
No, man, he went to Spurs.
Yeah, he went Spurs and then Spurs and went
there
to Saudi.
Oh, there was a gap.
Yeah, yeah. Saudi again came back to Forest. That's where it was, right?
Or Saudi after
him leaving Wolves wasn't bad for him if he's going Spurs because. It's
okay,
like,
yeah. Oh, what you're saying is he wasn't fired from there. He made a step up.
No,
yeah.
He was fired.
I think he was fired.
Yeah, but I'm saying even so, going to Spurs is still.
But he only got that Spurs job. Yeah. If you remember, they went for that person, and then he come in like he was the eighth choice. If you remember,
that's definitely your level, like West Ham level. Definitely the kind of manager you don't need to like.
This is what I was thinking. Like, either he was gonna get our job or your job, probably.
No, I reckon. And you know what? I reckon the ideal man for the West Ham's job is your gaffer. What? I reckon you're...
We turn him down. We turn him down.
Hey, listen, what do you lot think of goalkeepers that are managers?
Goalkeepers that are managers?
Who is
I didn't even know that.
Nuno was
a
goalie.
Nuno was a goalkeeper.
Of course he was a goalie. Yeah.
Goalies see the whole game, though.
Was he a good one?
Who's
another one?
So does fans.
Was he a good keeper?
Mourinho.
There's no way Mourinho was a keeper. There's no way.
All right, did you hear what he said there?
What?
He went, goalies see the whole game, though.
They do.
So the fans.
Yeah,
but... not at ball level.
Yardie's line.
It's so Yardie's line, but not at ball level. You know what I'm saying? Where you watch the teams...
Yeah, yeah, you're moving them.
Yeah, you're watching the lines move across. So
I think the best gaffers are centre backs don't think and midfielders.
As a keeper, you even play enough football.
No.
To like,
you don't
know. Obviously, you know, but as in, like, you see, if you're a centre back, you play midfield. I think midfielders make the best.
You don't think most goalkeepers are being. You just never get picked for play outfield, so you're sticking goal.
No.
A lot of them are. I don't know one person ever.
That's old school. That's old school.
There's some keepers, 10-year-olds.
But I'm not being funny. If you see someone like Onana playing professional, you would want to play as well. You think I can do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, but my brother's son, he's a goalie. Like, he's like 9, 10.
You don't bring your youth to football saying, oh, yeah, he's going to be a goalie.
Yeah, but his son wanted to be a goalie.
No, you bring your youth football, they're having their trials, they're playing, and then you're used to one that keeps running around and picking up the ball. Goalie.
Youths are born
That's a goalie then.
Bro.
Keeper.
Youths are born to be goalie.
Might say youths are born to be
goalie. They are, bruv. You got that one youth. Yeah. It's in the ends.
And they always make it. They're always cold, bro.
They're keepers, like.
Reflexes, you can't buy reflexes, bruv.
Like they're good, they can maybe strike a ball and them thing there, but it's when it's time.
Anyway,
for,
Nunes is median and West Ham are median.
Can I say before we go on? We started it very good level, we're high, we're intensity.
Why did you do this? Because you're going to drink
sauce. Stop. No, what I'm saying is, but let's remember the one talk thing, because we're all saying good lines and some are getting missed.
That's clever. It's clever.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, we're on fire today, boys, so one at a time.
I don't know if that's patronising.
It's not, is it?
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, elephant in the room, we'll just get out of the way quickly. United. Lost again.
Yeah. Let's spend some time on this one.
That elephant's always here, bro.
Yeah. That elephant is about.
It's not even an elephant in the room.
It's just Dumbo.
It's not even an elephant, man. It's like the lamp in the room.
What do you don't want to do? I feel like I don't need to like prompt you, though. I'm just going to let you take the floor. Anybody want it? Who wants to?
How you feel?
No, we're not doing
how you feel. It's your team. How you feel?
I'm not happy, Yardie.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's what we had to do and then opened up.
Let's have your seminar.
Hey, he needs to go to that cool self-esteem course.
Yeah. I am somebody.
We'll try it after, but come on, man. Get your shit off, man. This is the mob's at the front door.
So
you're not happy.
Amarin
said, like, we deserve to win. We never settled in the game. Get me? We should have got the penalty. Penalty would have changed it.
We deserve to win. It's a fight. You must go with
if
that
you got
line
a red
first.
Card, if you got a red card like he's supposed to.
I think that was a red.
If you got a red like he was supposed to, totally different game.
Definitely was.
You get me? The
I reckon you draw
the gap. The gap in the delay between the foul and the penalty was crazy. You're not allowed to take subs during a penalty. It's in the
rule
book.
That's crazy. That was mad.
We've never seen that before. Really, the result should be overturned.
Broski, let me just say this to you. Let me just say this to you. You know a man that's getting paid £250,000 here, he's got a little 5-minute delay before he shoots the ball at the goalie. He not to say, look, I'm going to the bottom left, whatever. Yeah? Penalty.
It's not easy.
Bro, forget how long
it's
takes.
It's not easy,
bro.
Forget that. Took him out of his comfort zone, man. Nah, man.
What about the last penalty taker and the penalty shootout?
Bro, when it's
that's
all said and done,
that's
Bruno,
Bruno,
slapped
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but Bruno. That weight is, you know that weight, like you anticipate that, you understand?
You anticipate
like,
when you're...
Nah, man. And is there, do you know what it is? It's the fact it's happened to him before as well and he didn't like that before, innit? So as soon as I saw there was a delay, I said, yeah. My man's
no, there weren't a delay before. Remember, the referee bumped into him before.
Yeah, but
that was his excuse.
Yeah, but that's still, that still made it be a little...
Hey, Loons.
Yeah.
You keep saying this, and we outside off cam. You keep mentioning wages on play, and that should make a difference to someone's psyche. That's,
bro, you're getting big money means you're at the higher end. That's all I mean. You're at the higher end, so you're getting the bigger money. So you're not supposed to be doing
and
what
you're
we're
also,
doing
you're
in
the
park for free.
Like, you're the best
but,
in the
but
whole
this
squad.
Is my next. This is my next point. We sat here. I don't know when it was. Remember we spoke about penalties, putting the house on Bruno and stuff like that.
I was against that.
He was against this. So I'm saying, like, and since then he's missed three,
two out of three.
Missed two out of three.
Yeah, I was right. I know.
Yeah, there you go. You was right. Yeah. So should he be taking off pens now?
Yeah, nah, put Harry Maguire up.
Someone else is going to miss anyway.
I think
man.
So. And Mbeumo.
It's your name.
Mbeumo. You don't miss.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah,
miss.
You're right.
You
you're miss. Right.
Mbeumo. Cunha's good at them as well.
He did miss at Grimsby. Mbeumo.
Oh damn.
Come on.
He did. Ankunya did.
But that don't go down.
You can't have a left foot as your pen taker.
Just make Maguire take the penalties. Just make Maguire do it.
He takes cold penalties.
Exactly. And he's probably your most dangerous player.
That's
up
a good
front.
Point.
I think you should move him from defence up front.
Who?
Maguire.
Is this the energy that you forwarded with?
No, I'm being honest.
As a nine, he'll be your best nine.
Did Maguire outscore? Nine. Did Maguire outscore all your attackers last season?
Did he?
Of course.
Messed of course.
Would Maguire, if he was given a full season up top, outscore Sesko?
Yes.
Damn. Probably.
Yes. Yes, just kick the ball upon him head.
Yeah, yeah.
I said I'm going to give you to the floor, so do what you're doing, man. It's fine.
He ain't even got to go up top, bro. If they got up, if they get
you
a say, good... Deli- yeah.
If you play Maguire in the cam, he probably gets more goals.
Bro, they okay, play wait, him guys, centre-back,
guys,
bro.
Look, this is a football show. People come in for their football knowledge every week. Have you got anything like constructive
I wouldn't say
you
something.
Can say about
me.
Hammering that? I don't know, I, tactical. I would, something
me.
That people can take away from
me.
It, like.
So we're talking about football, bro.
Go on.
Like I said, it's not whatever I said. Whatever I've ever said about them is not from a place of hate. It's honestly.
You told us it was,
but you hate them as well.
Yeah, I hate them. But it's not from a place of hate. It's honesty. Like I can't even hate. It's so whack. I can just be honest.
All right, go on.
And it's gonna hurt. Do you get go what I'm on. Saying? You know what I'm saying, innit? I'm just saying, yeah. What did I after the game? Big loss. Did you see him and Wilcox laughing on the plane train platform? What do you reckon so funny? I think, yeah. That they're agents. I don't know. I think they work for Liverpool or something. They got to. Because what is so funny after getting smoked
3-1?
Yeah, boys.
I think Amorim, yeah, is he Man United need time. That's what it is. I was saying it before, but basically you guys have never been in this situation before. Never.
Nobody's been in this situation.
You know, if you think about life, like Man United, it's like, how much? 30 years plus.
Okay.
Most people our age group only know, especially Man United fans, they only know certain thing. This is new. Every other team has probably been through it in some way.
At some point.
You guys have never. After Fergie, there's never, the transition hasn't been.
You know it's been 15
yet.
Years though, isn't it?
Yeah, we know this, but what they haven't given nobody time. Everybody
that's a lot
comes
of time.
In. No, but because they haven't given anybody time.
You can a who child will be
who
born and be in his GCSE.
How long was Moyes there?
Max Downing.
Not even a full season.
Then after that, who came in? Oli.
LBG.
Then exactly. Then Mourinho. How many managers have you had since Fergie?
6 or 7 or something.
And none of them have had time. So it's like Amorim knows his style. That's the only thing I say with him. He only has one style. And no matter what, he sticks with it.
Wear
it's
white
like,
shoes to every dance. You understand?
All outside now, the barbecue, real
white
carnival.
Shoes.
White shoes. Carnival, white shoes.
White shoes.
Why is that? Boy, so where. Where Ten Hag, yeah, got a lot of agia because obviously he came with a certain reputation. Then he said he can't play that style at United. He's not going to play it. Amorim's gone totally the other way, saying I'm not changing for love nor money. Obviously,
there's got to be a happy medium.
But what is the happy medium? Because Ten Hag got killed for that. And when Ten Hag said that, I was ready to say, well, I don't understand why you're here at the club.
Your job
you know what I mean?
Is to win games, bro. when it's all said and done, it's all that matters is the 3 points.
Results business.
You
gotta do whatever.
You wouldn't moan at all if you were playing the media's football, but winning every game. Liverpool been doing it all season.
The facts.
Arsenal don't have a high XG. Do you know what I'm saying? They don't create a lot of chances. They say
Arsenal just got touch. That was like a.
I don't know.
And like I'm saying, Chelsea.
Nah, you but know it is, yeah.
Look good.
It's about winning.
He's too.
Look good. You got 200,000 miles on the clock, though.
You say lips.
He's too comfortable, bro. He's too comfortable.
Amarin.
Yeah.
He can't be comfortable.
Broski.
He's got to be the most stressed manager in the league.
No Broski, listen.
Sleep's good, man.
Said, no chance.
Bro, he said, sleep's I am good. Always comfortable with the job. I'm not concerned about my job. I'm not that kind of guy.
Telling you, sleeping.
No one asks you what kind of guy you are, pad. Bro.
They ask him if he's concerned. They ask him if he's concerned about his future, bro.
Yeah, but that's no one. That's got nothing to do with what kind of guy you are.
I'm telling you now, your gaffer plays football manager in bed. Like, that's it. And he's got.
I reckon he actually does. Yeah. I reckon he's still like season 18.
And control pad.
Who do you think he's playing with? He's not United.
No, I reckon he goes like, like one of them small teams.
Brentford.
Like Wrexham.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wilco Warriors.
Yeah,
test his knowledge. Yeah, to test his
like, you didn't tell me his team.
Doesn't change his formation.
Yeah, and it's just working. He's just shooting through the ranks.
Or you know what? In my opinion, he deserves this. So I ain't got nothing to say.
Do you want him out?
I don't want no manager out. I'm never doing that. Talk about people's livelihood. Man's got family, no, wife and kids.
Oh, he's going to get a massive payout. It's not a livelihood, bro. He's rich.
Nah, it would be all right. If they decide that he's got to go the other way, I didn't want him out either. I just had to do what I had to do. Jim Rackley.
I think stick with him, man. I think that's your guy, man. That's the guy you guys wanted. He pulled up in the Moncler jacket.
Yeah, you guys wanted,
you know,
you wanted him.
Did you see that? The defense, the corner practices you lot are taking, and they had like his high calorie brethren like doing the move. Did you see that?
High calorie brethren?
Yeah, he's like
chunky. Kind
of, yeah, like 3XL. 3XL.
Yeah. I see you lot got, there's a
striker.
Yeah. There's a picture of you lot's coaching team like walking down the road, and none of these men look like they've got anything to do with football.
Is that the first picture when they were first? Yeah,
they look like they're ready to Hoodwich. Cut.
They look like just any, they just look like other men, like not in the football profession, bro.
They was on Dean Street, you know, Deansgate. Just walking. Yeah, they was on Deansgate, just walking.
So let's get this bag.
Let's get this bag in it.
Yeah. Oh, have you fooled them?
You know what it is? Yeah. I just think he's like, it's unfair.
Bro, he's the worst manager in United's history.
Rangnick told us in 2022, April 2022, this ain't no like cosmetic surgery thing. This is open heart surgery.
Everyone that went to your club said that. Like Ronaldo, every single person.
Amarin's the doctor doing the surgery and he's getting... Bro, ridiculed and getting cussed out.
He's playing
it.
Operations. He's like, all he's getting is the red dot. Like, he's dead. It's done.
The heart feel. The heart done. There's no more heart left. You need a heart transplant.
It's over.
He's a vet, one. Bro. Man, they don't deal with human operations.
What hasn't gone to human cows yet? He's working on rats.
Just bare dogs.
He's
and
a vet.
Yeah, bro. Like,
bro, he's a bad manager and it's a bad team. And you got a bad skipper.
All right, just quickly, can it get better if they stay with Amarin or do they need to cut ties?
I think it can only get better regardless. Whether he stays or whether he goes.
Have to get rid, bro. Have to get rid.
I don't want him gone, innit? I don't want him gone because I think he's good for the
program. Bro, you have to get rid. Even if it's like a little new manager bounce that you get.
No, he was meant to be the manager. Don't you remember? There was no bounce. It was like waterlogged pitch. Like bang.
That's because Nistelrooy, because Nistelrooy got the bounce.
Nistelrooy got the bounce.
Nistelrooy got the bounce.
Bro,
Nistelrooy
he should have been gone from ages ago. Wait, ages ago.
You said, I think it was you that said, or it was a Man United fan, that if he goes, go back to the dark ages.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, so like... If Amarin goes, because he's building something,
bro,
he's getting some sort of
Southgate or something.
Oh, he's building Lego.
What ages is this? If this ain't the dark ages,
what? No,
like
light, like.
What?
You get me? Can't get no
ice
worse.
Age right now. It's like Mordor, bro. Ice, but it could get dark. You get what I'm trying to say?
I said cold and dark.
Amarin has not won back-to-back games in the Premier League. How much darker can you get? He has lost three in a row. He's lost three in a row.
Yes, mad.
42 points.
No, 32 points out of a possible 105.
Yeah, he's played more games than he has points. If that makes sense.
Wow.
Like, how much darkness can get?
Wow. Stop.
This is the dark.
Why is
this
relegation?
Yeah, it is.
Relegation. You know what they say?
Why is this?
40 points is the marker, isn't it?
Why is Amarin so bad? Why isn't it working?
Stubbornness.
Is it him?
Stubbornness. Stubbornness. You have to. Quality of you have to. Even you can have a way you want to play.
Quality
come to the Prem, get overrun, and then see, oh, he needs to do this. I can't play with this 10, or I've got to play with double pivot, or you learn, you've got to think on the job. He's not thinking on the job. Those two can never work in there. I'm sorry.
What if, yeah?
I'm
is
sorry.
It because you've only played a 3-4-3 or 3-5-2 or whatever it is since he's come in, yeah? What if he won't do it? He's said as much.
That would save you lot.
That would change him, you know.
Just change to a four.
Just go to a four. Just go to a
three, bro.
Save him, absolutely.
But he's not. He's going to stick to his one style. He's what he knows. He only know one pH.
That don't make no sense, bro.
Mourinho said, yeah, if you die by your ideas, then you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
That's it.
But Man United also is quality of players. They when you look across, when you look from the goalkeeper up, who stands out that you'll be like,
Bruno and Mainu are good players.
Yeah, see, keyword just said good. They don't stand out. They're good. They don't stand out. Like, if you need somebody in a game for like, say, yo, let's go win this game now. Which one of them?
Mainu can run the show, innit? But not in the two-man midfield. Because he keeps the ball ticking.
He's got Madrid. No, Barca. Mainu's going Barca.
Like, you got Sesko up front. Who's on the wings? You've got Mbembo and Cunha. Bro, it's a good team. That's a good team.
It's not, but they're all misprofiled. Like, exactly. They're all playing in places where they shouldn't
should be.
They
should be on this pitch, but not how he's playing them. It's him.
Like,
he finished the game with Mbembo, right wing back, Mount, left wing back.
What was it the other day? I see when...
glad you have Mount as well.
Mika Richards. Mika Richards was talking about... there was a player that moved all the way around the team, played like four different positions, or
he's done. Rowe.
It might have been Mount.
Might be Diallo.
It was Diallo. Yeah, it was Diallo. It started up higher.
Harry Maguire.
Then he went right back. Then he went right centre, right wing back.
To attack.
Then left
right
wing back.
Then left.
To left.
Well, what's going on
in the
there?
Same game?
Yeah.
There's Mount.
Five.
Oh, Mount then, yeah.
Horrible.
He's
horrible.
A bad guy.
Long live Amorim. Hope he carries on.
And you know what? Let's talk about this defence. Man United have conceded the first goal 21 times. Now, that's a bad way to start.
Out of
a possible 33.
That is mad.
So you're always chasing a game.
That's not this good, bro.
And last week you said you was happy, Moggs.
Happy?
Well, things change from week to week, innit? It's a fluid society. It's a fluid society.
Reactionary.
Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say?
That's not reactionary. They win. I'm saying you got to understand, man. There's some wins that are good. You get what I'm saying? And I get why when they lost to Arsenal, why they tried to take positives. Because, you know, like when your team's changing, you feel
that was their best football.
Yeah, we played well. If we give this to everyone else, then yeah.
But you can't.
But you got to understand, this is the Prem where the team are looking at your last game, saw how you played, and they're going to now put stops to that. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And he ain't ready to like, what do you mean you got a man there? My guy, do you get what I'm saying, innit?
He weren't there last week.
Yeah. he's got a box clever, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's not every time boy there's not going to be at the roundabout.
Bro. You can plan your match against United like 3 months in advance, bro. Yeah. You know what shape they're going to play. You know what?
All they're
missing is personnel. That's
yeah,
it shouldn't be that. That ain't a good thing in
don't
football.
Matter who's there,
right?
Hey,
yeah.
You know, another thing as well, and he's right. All the managers speak, right? Well, not like a lot of them, the majority of them really, really speak, yeah?
That's my drink, isn't it?
You've got half hour into the episode, bro.
Cool, don't worry, man. Continue.
Right,
continue.
But yeah, they all speak. But it's not like, you know what, he done it this game, but oh no, against me he changed it. It's like, what did he do against you? He done this, this and that. Oh, he's not going to change it. So, okay, cool. Send me over the notes. Simple.
Yeah, of course.
They're all just sharing the notes,
yeah,
bro.
You can just put, you could go watch that Brentford game. Who's you lot got? Sunderland. Watch how that game was played. Set up against near enough around that. And you half your planning's done. And I think that's the issue, man.
Being rigid in 2025 in the Premier League means you're going to lose.
Yeah, bro.
He's like a supply teacher. You know what I'm saying? He's like a supply teacher, man.
I'm saying, nah, next team.
All right, cool. Let's just get the fact sheet out just quickly before we close this.
This is a Hate United show.
Book,
everybody's
yeah?
had
we
their
do
fun.
Hate
I think
United.
He's said it was intense.
Amorim, yeah, just to be clear, he's managed 33 Premier League games and hasn't won 10 games yet.
What? Yeah. It's bad.
34 points in those 33 games. Lost 17, drawing 7, and winning 9.
Bro, losing 17
that's
games.
Relegation.
In 33.
That's
in
relegation.
All right, before we move on, I just want to say, because I know GOP is going to clear it all up, clean it up, but you lot, get better grip up there, by the way.
Yeah? Do you know what? I'm playing with a...
He's moving mad.
Wait, don't do that. You know they're moving, man. Get, wait, come on.
You want to mind you're in the team. You're not in the team next week.
Nah, come on. It's a good show. All
right.
Good show.
All right, cool. If Amorim goes.
All right, lastly as well. This is the last thing on United as well. Yeah, this is the last segment. Go on. If Amorim goes.
There's a choice of potential people that could come in and steer the ship. Who do you want? Because there's Gareth Southgate. We've got Glasner, Hertzler, and a couple guys I ain't even heard their names.
You know Areola, Bournemouth.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's decent.
His name's spelt a bit weird, isn't
it? We ain't so gone the Spanish route yet. A lot of the big teams have gone Spanish route. The Spanish has worked. United ain't gone Spanish yet. Maybe you could look at the Spanish.
Where did it work? Oh,
Man right, United under yes. Areola, Spanish leadership stinks, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who?
Man U under Spanish...
Leadership. What are they supposed to be led under?
No. Give me
Glasner,
that.
Glasner could be a good one because we've got the infrastructure for the 4-3-4.
Where's Glasner from?
Germany.
That's more like
Austria.
It. Yeah.
What, you remember the last Austrian they had?
Who was it?
Radnick.
Yeah, remember Klopp's the one that taught Klopp. Remember that?
Yeah, we got Klopp's teacher. Yeah. Yeah.
You remember I think Areola.
Dark.
I think Areola and Glasner are dope, but I don't think they'll do the same job.
Areola has to get in and hit the ground running with that
name. I think they come to United and it's totally different.
Areola, it's a bit of a tit.
It will go tits up.
I'll be honest, like, only way you're going to get these gaffers, all these gaffers, maybe not Gareth Southgate because he's unemployed, but all these employed gaffers, they're only going there for money because they know it's a show. You know what I'm saying,
innit? The thing is, there is something
like, we're tripling my wages, man. I know I can't
Southgate
change
get,
it.
Southgate, the fan base won't be happy, but Southgate will get them solid, make them stop conceding.
Imagine
and stuff
Potter
like that.
Rule up.
Potter? Oh, no, it's impossible.
International
manager's bad.
He ain't even worked a full week. For
get
years.
Joachim Löw, you know the one with the dark hair for Germany. Does you see him at the World Cup?
Remember, he scratches his ass and sniffs at him. Joachim
Löw.
Yeah,
he did.
But listen, boys, what if we don't know exactly the name of the manager that's going to take over? What's the sort of profile that you think? Will it be an older one? Will it be a younger one?
Like, I don't know. I've said we've gone for every profile of manager that exists.
It's true, man.
Now you ain't gone for. I want you to go for young English, so you can just mash up one of their careers as well. Like, so we know it's your club. You get what I'm saying?
but still need a manager. Sure. Oh, it's, yeah, it is the club,
is
but
any
still need a manager.
Ex-Man United players that are managing?
Rooney. Michael Carrick will be.
Please.
Do you see what my man said?
He's managed
about
them
Rooney.
Before.
Carrick's decent, though.
Who's the American footballer? Is it Tom Brady? Yeah. You see what he said about Rooney? I see some thing he's saying he don't rate his work ethic and them thing there.
One sec, Rooney's
he's a quarterback. He don't even understand.
Yeah, he don't understand watching. The guy. He didn't understand English mentality. And Rooney's like there's a part where he went out. He went, look, do it, and if they don't like it, fuck it. Like so, he was giving that sort of vibe, and I think he took it as Rooney's like that. Like fuck, he's not. He wasn't like that. He was just being cash as a manager.
Kind of like that, bro.
They are, man.
They're not like
it's intense, like. Yeah, they're
Steve
not.
Steve McLaren and that.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they ain't got that Lamp, elite level.
Stevie
like.
G and all that, nicknaming up the Mandem and
yeah, I don't think anyone can save
them. Who's the greatest English manager then? Like, who's a good one? Yeah.
Bobby Robson.
Yeah?
Sir Bobby Robson probably, yeah.
Sir Bobs.
Has any English manager won anything significant?
I'm trying to think, man.
Alf Ramsey, obviously.
Alf Ramsey?
No, but apart from Alf.
No, obviously England ain't won that another.
No, not just, I'm on about English managers. So, is there any English managers?
Who's Alf Ramsey, bro? Oh, I'm asking.
66 World Cup.
Don't send a voice.
60s. No. It was in the 60s.
And he sent a voice.
He's gone. He's dead, man.
can I send you a God
don't
note?
Send a voice note.
Send you a God note straight in your prayers.
All right.
From his family.
Back in the car.
So we can't name any wicked English managers that have done anything in history.
Only Scottish. So
yeah. But what do you mean, like in terms of winning something?
Yeah, like even. Ooh, yeah.
Bobby Robson, Barcelona. No,
that's it. That's the last one, Bobby.
Is there even one top English manager
Steve McLaren,
now?
AZ Alkmaar.
Is there one top English manager now, current day?
Where's Eddie Howe from?
Eddie
Howe's
the best
Eddie
one.
Eddie Howe.
He's not good,
though.
He's decent. Eddie Howe's the best
we've
got.
Yeah, he's decent. Like,
Eddie Howe's
no,
the best we've got right now. So, here's a question for you. Are we doing our English coaches and managers a disservice?
Bro, the best ones are black and they don't give them jobs.
Wait, hold. It's okay. Cool. All right. But my thing is, it's just, right, it's yeah. like, it's like. Nah, man.
Go on, Lippy.
I don't think that's the case. Like, it's sport, innit? In sport, you do what works, innit? And it's they tried the all English managers thing, and a couple foreign men came in. And no, you can't deal with them. So it's like, it is what it is, isn't it? You've got to get with the time.
Give it to Liam Rosinho.
Pretty much every English Premier League team, even in the champs and that, bear foreign managers. But have we even got any English managers abroad doing anything?
We got the Don that speaks French.
Liam Rosinho.
Yeah, Rosinho. We got
to give it to him.
You see the Don that speaks French?
Is he and English? The guy that's at Southampton. Southampton.
Will yeah. Still.
He was at, where was he again? France.
He was in France.
Yeah. Rennes,
yeah, he's paying 10 grand.
Yeah, but he's not doing well.
All right, big up English, man. Let's move on to another team in the Premier League.
Dark.
Obviously, weekend football. Let's talk about Liverpool. I will say, look, they're asking because Liverpool ain't been firing this season. You get me? There's teams that ain't been like taking their chances and taking their opportunities. You get me? It looked like Palace was going to go down that same route, but they sorted it out. But to be fair to Liverpool, I don't think they even got out of flipping third gear last season. They weren't firing the whole season. They was getting the job done and getting the results. Not to say they was playing bad or nothing, but there's more there. You get me? So I'm seeing it this season, but I saw it last season as well, and it was enough to win the league. So what is it that much of a big deal?
I'll start on this one. And it's a question to Loons. So over the last couple of weeks when Liverpool's been meaty but getting the result, you've quite sat up there with quite a little bit of an arrogance with your trophy and the rest of it.
That clip.
Yeah. And I just want to say now that the result has actually landed how it probably should have the last few weeks, do you now have an issue with, one, overpaying for strikers? Like, not overpaying, sorry, like having too many strikers. Another one, keeping Salah thinking he's the main man, like I said. And then also, yeah, so do you feel now that, do you still feel the same as last week?
Yes, I do. To answer the third one first, yes, I do. And then to go back on, because you like, yo, talking to you. Steve-O.
Yeah, go on,
yeah man, when I'm talking to you, man, focus. Last week, you love talking about last week. Last week, you was like, it's only five games. Remember, you sat here and was like, it's only five games. What's changed, bro? Six now. What's changed?
So, no.
It's only right. To judge a player.
All right, here we go. Players. Here we go.
So what are you saying? You're overplaying, paying for strikers. Last week it was five games for Works.
Listen to what I said. Bro, I corrected it.
Bro, I let you answer me.
One second. You haven't answered my question yet.
I'm answering them. You said, do I feel the same as last week? I said, yes, I do. Exactly.
Okay.
Same.
Okay. But yeah. I didn't say you overpaid for strikers.
Yes, you did.
I changed it and I said you got too many strikers. That's what I said.
Two.
Changed it.
I changed it.
We got the exact same amount of strikers we had last year. Nunes and
Yota. I'm asking the questions.
Nunes and Yota, we had exactly the same.
Just answer the questions.
So another thing you got wrong. So I don't know.
Wrong? No. Wrong?
You said we've got too many. We've got exact same.
You bought too many strikers. Too many number ones, bro. The other ones weren't number ones, was they?
Broski.
So go for it. Go.
That's not what you said. You said two strikers. Look, so I don't know what bit you want me to answer, but let me just.
All of them.
Land. Last week it was five games. It's only six now, isn't it? Yeah. Losing. It's part of football, yeah?
That's what's changed.
Okay, we're still top?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go on. Are you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're still top.
Go on.
Yeah, did you know that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
All right, yeah, cool. So you didn't know that. We're still top.
That's your first game we've lost. Arsenal have drawn, like, what's going on there?
Exactly, and we've won every other game.
Jesus Christ. What are we doing there?
I don't know what we're doing there, you know?
So come on, answer the question.
I don't know, like, these are like...
So you still feel the same?
Yeah, I do.
There's no issues now. 007 first. It's not all making sense now.
Bro, you was sat here.
I know, and I'm asking you that though.
No, nothing changes. Nothing changes until the end of the season, bro. Okay.
Wow. What?
I don't moan. I'm not one of those fans. I'm not a reactionary. I'm not emotional. I'm not like that. Football has to get played.
This sounds emotional. I'm not emotional. It's crazy.
I don't care. Until the end of the season.
Go on, Lippy.
But they, people, yeah, have been saying that the last minute thing, it's not sustainable.
Of course not.
Like, and I feel like maybe not necessarily you, but your fan base, like, they weren't having it, innit? Like, they were, like, even the media, innit? The media were trying to do the whole, oh, this is champion mentality. Yeah. But people were saying it's happening too often, innit? And it's like, ain't even a question. I just wanted to tell you this. My brother, it's happening.
Yo.
Listen, I just clocked. I don't know nothing what you want to say about
let
this.
Me give you a...
I said it's not.
Let me help you.
Sustainable.
Wicked.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable, bro.
Arsenal's invincible.
You're doing it too much.
See, Arsenal's invincible.
But I got aggressive.
Wait,
hold on.
You're gonna talk about when we never lost after you lost.
My point is this. Yeah, when. It's sustainable, isn't it? Because for them, it was sustainable for them.
They didn't lose.
We didn't lose.
Of course,
lose.
But when Man United, Fergie time.
No, you just said them. You said them.
I'm giving you numerous teams.
Chatting rubbish.
Man United, Fergie time. They scored over 55 goals in added time that wasn't even there. You get me? 3 minutes added time and they were scoring the 98th.
Okay,
do you get what I'm saying? That's happened regular and it was sustainable then. And it was called championship then. Mourinho's team.
They were dominating the games. You ain't.
Bro, we just won the league, bro. And it's the sixth game in.
Hold on.
You talk about dominating games.
Hold on.
Where's the board, Paul?
Sunderland's got you, bro.
Brother, but this is, that's
one
the whole.
Time, boy.
Default, beef with default.
Bro, that's the whole point.
Are you sweating?
I always get hot.
Yeah, when you care.
Hey, zoom in on that, Greg, please.
Look at him. Listen. But my thing is, that's the whole point, that these are the first wins of the season.
How can you put this here? Are you stupid? This is the last thing I want. I'm trying to move this.
Put that up,
I got a question. You never see this coming.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Based off your last five games, yeah? Wait. Not even just your last five games. Your five Premier League games, plus your Champions League game and League Cup game. You ain't seen this coming.
This is, I think, his exact same game as last season with the Forest when it happened against Forest. But it was at Anfield. It's the exact time. It was exact. We were playing the same. And you know what everyone was saying? The league was rubbish. That's what everyone was saying last year. The league was rubbish and da 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 da. And we just, it's the same thing that's happening. Marks ain't wrong. We didn't get out of third gear last year. We were just doing enough to beat teams last season. Do you get what I'm saying? And then we slipped up against Forest. Then we went on a...
But this ain't the same again. As last year.
Well, we'll see. This ain't a blip.
Yeah, we're just saying the difference is last season you were winning games, like, but winning them, innit?
No,
you understand? You, by this point, you were... Like, you didn't have...
But would you be upset? I don't get it.
No one's telling you. We're just saying,
it,
bro.
Man? Like, so you lot have lost.
Exactly.
I'm about to have a meltdown like Arsenal fans. Like, only one that's legit is Yardley.
No, you're having
you're
a meltdown.
On Twitter,
you're having
blind.
A meltdown. We just answer a question.
No. Listen, when on Twitter, you see people like, I'm unsure about the gaffer, you know. This man's... Am I wrong? Everyone's got a goal, bro. Let them lose. Like, they lost to a inverted commas lucky free kick. They said the gaffer's got a goal. They're putting that midfielder.
I'm not calling names, but I gotta be like that.
You don't know
I don't have
or
to be
care
like that.
About these people. But to win your argument, you'll say what they said.
No,
you
but
don't
I'm
know
watching,
them,
I use Yardley as an example. I just said
no,
that
I know he said, he's saying that he's not gonna melt down over a last
football. But you got Liverpool fans that want Salah gone, and I'm not gonna tell you about that.
But that's not what I'm saying. I use Yardley as the example. I watched him glide out against his own.
Oh,
forward.
You said
he's
it.
Old.
No, not me saying
he's,
it.
He's defending.
Sorry.
He's defending it.
Bro.
You get what I'm saying? I've had you here say Eze come to your club and he's the best player at your club.
I think he's the best player at our club.
Like the best, you know what I'm saying?
But you see, football, football is view and views and opinions, right? Football is our views and opinions and as fans. Like we view something, like he said, Eze is the best player club. For me, it's Gabriel.
What?
Do you see that? Yeah, Gabriel is our best player.
I hear it, actually. I hear it.
No, but I think he means, Lippy means football.
He's your best centre-back.
Yeah, it's true.
No, he's my favourite. He's mine.
Nah, in the,
favourite
in
player.
In the way he means, he's right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So that's my view. You can't be mad at me for my view.
Nah, and the way he means, you're right, just, still, I
yeah.
agree.
So,
but yeah.
But
yeah.
He means best footballer.
Yeah, I think
I understand what he means as well, and I don't disagree with what he's saying.
I don't think that can happen.
No?
Should there have been a handball?
What?
Should there have been a handball?
Remember, we're still in Liverpool.
Liverpool?
The Chiesa.
What? All right.
Chiesa.
Was Salah Hanagad? Yes. Hana Allah? Of course. Of course.
What? Allah. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Yes. He did touch it.
Did he touch it?
Yes.
Should I tell you the truth? Should I tell you the truth? Yeah.
They don't know.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I got you, Nick. Yeah, all that sweat, yeah? I just asked you 3 questions.
Never
yeah?
heard you say
it. It's like it's on the jury.
I have never heard you say it. It sounded racist.
That sounded racist. I was about to say it, bro. It's not that episode. Yo, listen.
I got you, Nick.
It's from
you know
a film.
People that were rewind back, did white guy say that? Let's check who said that. I did not say
what
that.
What film it from?
You know you f***ed up, right? Menace Society.
Yeah, man. It was a white man saying it to a black man.
No, it wasn't. It was the
black man.
The black man
saying it
from
a racist angle. The black man saying it from a racist angle, man.
No, it was the black man saying it to
Kayla. I got you.
Mad man.
Was it handball? I don't know.
I think it was a handball, but the reason that they gave for not giving it, I'll slyly have it, innit? Because the ref saying, I can't see the contact. He's saying, it looks like it, but I can't say for definite.
Doesn't change.
He handballed it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ball doesn't change.
All I'm saying is, that's you got man want that grace for other teams, innit? Other
teams, no way. Odegaard handballed it in the box against Liverpool.
Brother, Gabriel handballed it yesterday.
Gabriel should have been sent off, push man in the face. You can't hit no one above the shoulders.
Yeah, but that's,
in that.
Yeah, but
should have been sent
yeah,
off.
Yeah, nah, man, that's different, man. That's, yeah, soon, man. But yeah, nah, yeah, man.
Dan Burn.
Liverpool.
Yeah. Jokeres.
I like this fable. That's a fable.
Right, that Liverpool went for the juggernaut.
Nah, Icarus.
Oh, he flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
I hear about that.
Yeah, had a bad idea.
Nah, they were trying, they had to go for it. And you know what we're gonna sing? You know what was funny, yeah? Because they was going crazy for a draw against Palace, you know, because after they got the draw, Loon's done a powerful tweet talking about what he's talking about. Only teams in history with this resilience are United in Fergie days or Arsenal Invincibles, Mourinho, Chelsea. Guess you can add Liverpool to that list. Off a draw, Palace is wild.
You don't win them all.
I'm just saying.
You draw some, innit?
To realise that off the draw of Palace and then 60 seconds later.
Goal.
Boodoof.
No, it was while I was tweeting it.
You know the best thing about that is the fact that the Liverpool fans run in the net to get the ball out. Try go get the winner, put it in.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, you're supposed to do that. We're supposed to do that. But guess what? I bet you wish you didn't do that now.
Why?
And left with a point.
You would have got the draw.
Yeah, you'd have got the draw. Celebrate. Just celebrate.
Play to win,
celebrate.
Bro.
I don't know. That wouldn't happen.
This is why you lot have your emotional things with your ups and downs with your gaffer. And
I hear what you're saying.
See, sometimes, man, you just got to go for the dub, innit? If the dub's there,
yeah,
it wasn't go
there.
For it.
It wasn't there.
You know
it wasn't.
Of course, bro.
It wasn't.
Kind of weren't there, bro.
Eddie got the phone card.
It
wasn't there.
It ain't here now.
But would you rather try and go for it or not? No, see?
I'd rather draw than lose.
That is why they finished second.
Every team.
That is why they finished second.
Hold on.
That is why
Hold on. You lot, last season, to win the league, I'm sure we drew them twice. Or did they beat us?
No, we draw board.
There you go. So even in your own stadium, you did it in some games. You need to manage. You like you just said, you can't win every game, bro.
Bro, we're trying
to
win.
You lot were playing a certain. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's not Arsenal.
I don't think. I'll be
but
real.
Hold on, stick up in. Who are that there, sir? Just to go work out what we just said. Even Slot came out and said something about one of the players were being too offensive when he shouldn't have been.
Yeah,
so that's your own manager saying that.
No,
that
so, but you just said bring the ball at the net. He's saying was being too offensive with a defensive throw-in, with a set piece. So he stood outside the box when he should have kept his shape.
If you just celebrated for 5 more seconds, you would have probably got a point.
Oh, we celebrated.
Five more seconds. Appreciate the fans.
Football's football, man. It had to happen, man. Like I said to Mark last week, if we continue,
we'd
have just done an invincible
Listen,
team, Nketiah, so we needed
man.
The L.
Nketiah's in the room.
Your defence is in trouble.
In trouble.
Yeah, big him up, man.
No one cares about Frimpong. Frimpong ain't as good as everybody thought he is.
Was a little bit his fault. A little bit his fault.
Why? What
I don't
that?
Think it was him.
He was marking Nketiah. Yeah, he was marking Nketiah as the foreign came in.
Yeah, but I don't think it was him.
Stepped off him when the first had a loop.
That's what he starts talking about. It's not.
Well, you don't think he's talking about Frimpong?
No, someone ran out the box.
There's a few
someone
players
left him overloaded. Frimpong overloaded. Someone ran out the box. I think it was.
What's Frimpong?
It's Frimpong's fault.
But do you know what? You see the last defender.
It's unlucky.
It's hard.
It's the fact he scored. Yes, exactly. He's ball watching, bro.
That's what happens.
That's what he does.
But it always happens.
The throw, it's the first phase of play.
Yeah.
The header goes away.
Yeah.
Post the hold. He steps off.
Especially post the hold at that time. Yeah, bad game management.
It left.
But you got to remember, he's an invincible. You know, he's an invincible. You know, he's an
invincible. Not in the prem.
So he's allowed to.
No, but so he's used to like continuing to win, innit? Like, do you get what I'm saying? He's got going for his an invincible.
Bro, he's defending a set.
It's his first pros and pros.
Who's Slot? You talking about Slot?
No, Frimpong's got a whole season not lost. For Leverkusen.
Yeah, but not last year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's an invincible. He's used to winning, isn't he? Come here.
Do you
he
think it's Slot's?
Well.
Do you think it's Slot's fault because he's used to that like that late winning stuff? So that's what's caused all this.
Yeah.
That attitude that he's used to go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That was 2 years ago, though.
Huh? No, we're just saying it's the same even when he's come to the club.
The fact that is that Frimpong's trying to run in case get a counter attack.
Nah, that's a mad reason. Saying, but that means no
stay
sense.
Back
I understand it, man, and I want my team to continue to come and try and
it's
win games.
Just a lapse
bro.
Of concentration. I
wouldn't be happy watching them hug
he,
the ball in the corner
go
flag.
To attack. He just,
I know
he went
like,
for the ball, innit? He went for the ball. It's like,
I don't know.
He done the wrong
so
thing.
So what, should I hold up the ball in the corner flag?
No, you stay with your man. Simple. It's a set piece. The ball's not got that. If he stayed there, and Nketiah wouldn't have scored.
Do you want him to go for the win or not? What about you?
Broski, that has nothing to do with what he's done. He wasn't trying to go up and score. He was trying to go win the ball. He should have just stayed there. Bros, as a fullback, man, you see, most times I make a mistake. That's what I do. I'll go for the ball.
You're
in a
Frimpong,
your
man.
What do you mean? It's not about that, bro. It's just
racist.
Football. It's football. From up, especially fullback, because centre-backs don't do it because they defend first, innit? But fullbacks, everyone that's in and around the box, that's the mistake man make on set pieces. When the ball's in and around, a man would just get gas and try to go for the ball. Loose one comes over, a goal, bro. It happens.
Happens,
bro.
Happens well,
any
look,
level of football.
Liverpool lose last minute. Arsenal pull off the Liverpool and win.
Well
last
done.
Last minute. At last.
Brilliant.
A clutch moment.
Brilliant.
From their only clutch player.
Moreno.
We've been through this. It's always Gabriel.
And Moreno.
And Moreno.
Wait, can I ask as well? Because even last week, the Arsenal fans at the table, how many was there? It was only you. But I just remember at this table, they were was you not slating Moreno, right? You don't fancy him.
I was.
Well, I just need to ask, because I watched him for Spain a couple of weeks back and he's scoring then. He's always scoring. He's always doing well. Why don't you like him?
You know what it is? He scores goals, yeah?
Definitely. Hardest thing to do in football.
100%. But it's like, that. It's not every single game, but it's like he's definitely an impact player. But it's just when we're starting games, it's not when he's starting games.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's what it is.
It's not necessarily about him. It's the way we play when he's in that midfield with who's there. You understand? Because he's good. Like you said, he impact player gets on
arrives in the box right times
bro.
Can finish
it's just there's times where he don't do things quick enough. I think we saw that in City
and Liverpool
and
even Bilba.
It's what you're saying to the opposition as well with that three midfield.
It's the mentality exactly
you're I've saying got a lot for you guys. I've been looking at he's not playing well, building for the last few seasons, had a decent transfer window, bringing in the kind of players you don't need. The question I got for all yous at the table is, and this is a genuine question as well, are Arsenal the most complete team in Europe?
No.
Europe?
What? Europe?
Europe?
No.
Nah, we're not
wait. It's not an insane question.
It's not an insane
it's
question,
not,
but they're not.
It's not.
Very good team. I said that.
Look at that squad that,
no,
they,
but,
that they put
but,
together.
But, who else?
Nah, we're not.
No,
we're not.
What you have to look at you know, is player. Each player is their replacement for that player. So, if you look from goalkeeper all the way up, do we have somebody capable
answer
to come
yes.
in?
On paper,
and
he's a team, right? But I meant squad.
Yeah, that the whole complete thing.
Yeah, probably.
On
probably.
Paper, yeah.
Not just 11, all of them.
I'll be honest, I just think it's the left.
Even our strongest 11, like, obviously it's good, isn't it? But it's like, there's still like, even if it's like systematic, like player for player, I hear that. Like if you look at our squad, like you said, we got a B team. You said our second back four is probably better than a lot of people's first team.
Your second choice back four would be like a top five.
Better than
back,
Liverpool's back first.
But then when man talk about our midfield, our front three now, it's completely different conversation. I'm not saying our midfield three is bad.
You know what? If your career was different, because we didn't know what we were going to get.
Yeah.
Didn't know he needs so many touches to get his shot off and that.
Yeah.
If he was a little bit different, then there's no... This is most complete team.
I don't know, man.
I think defensively it's the best team in Europe.
Yeah.
We ain't got certain profiles. I think now that Eze's arrived,
we got
an extra like attacking midfield kind of player. But other than that, it's Moreno, Rice, Zubimendi, Norgaard. Like, I think
But one way,
meaty,
that isn't it?
Quite
well.
Meaty when you.
It's not meaty, but it's just not balanced. It's just not balanced. Like they're all kind of
the same.
Not the same. Like,
but they are. But Declan's the most. Declan's the most. The one that's the most like more complete out of all of them, and that says a lot, man.
Like the role they play, they're too similar. You get me? Like Zubimendi and Norgaard, completely different players. You understand? But where you play them on the pitch is gonna be the same place.
How you feel about Arsenal fans here as well? Arteta, his game management, his subs been making a difference. He's been making a difference a lot. Done it again.
I think the subs definitely.
Because you were crying about the subs a few.
Yeah, no. I didn't like the lineup. The Liverpool lineup, the Man City lineup, the Atletico Bilbao lineup. I didn't like it. It's the same thing
it's the same about the
midfield.
We got Newcastle right though.
Yes, we did. Yeah. But again, it's because he must see that you made three mistakes now. Don't do that again. Because he knew he made a mistake against Man City. That's why he made the substitution straight away at halftime. He knew that. And it goes back to the Mourinho thing. Is for me, he's meant to be Rice's backup. So don't start the two of them.
The Newcastle game opened my eyes a lot, you know, because I don't believe me, but I do watch a lot of football. I believe, especially at home, one of the hardest midfielders to play against is that Newcastle's that St. James' Park.
That's the hardest.
Tonali, Joe Linton and Bruno, it's as good as it gets. It's top tier.
Good on the ball as well.
And even Barca went there and beat them, but it didn't look like what Arsenal done
man.
To them.
Barca mashed them up.
Mashed them up. You see Pedri and Gavi popping it. Ping pong, ping ping. See that man chasing,
trying to change narrative.
First half performance, it didn't look the same, bro. It didn't look the same. I watched 90 minutes of both games, bro.
Even Rashford was cooking.
That first half performance Arsenal put in against Newcastle at their home was a top tier performance.
But
bro.
You know what he done, though?
And they was losing.
He put five at the back, though, Eddie Howe.
No, but you see what he's saying here is this is why us fans, Arsenal fans, get frustrated when we go back to like the Liverpool game and the beginning of Man City game and all those things. Like we look at like
that's the most threatening two teams.
We have the quality there.
You're the best team in the league.
But we
in
have
my
the
opinion.
Quality there. So yeah, why back, are we not though? Just saying, yo, go for it. Go for it and let teams be scared of us. Because when you line up with the three midfield of Mourinho, Rice and Zubimendi. Like Man City and Liverpool, like, oh.
Okay, right, cool. Exactly.
There's no creativity
simple,
here.
Simple,
so,
simple.
Why I agree with you is you've got the best back four in the league. So like you can be a bit braver because you got defenders that can
just tell Zubimendi, just steer this and help them if you need it. Let the attack
it. Yeah, game, man. You can't.
No, I'm saying when you have like, for example, Odegaard, or if you have Eze and Rice,
okay.
Give them that freedom because we're supposed to have the best
defense. But,
no?
but Zubimendi isn't that profile to say he ain't an enforcer, he ain't a shield.
It's
not
about that.
He's not gonna scan
the extra body.
You know what I'm saying, innit?
Yeah.
So I think that's Rice's role.
Yeah, he's not that profile to say to Odegaard or Eze and Rice.
Off
go forward, hit back.
Yeah, but they got the best back four in the league.
Bro, it's not about that. Do you know what goes against that? We played that midfield against Liverpool. Bro, we lost anyway, bro. So you might as well give yourself a chance.
That's
bro.
Grav. That's Grav, though.
No, yeah, but you're saying that's Grav, yeah? But Grav is cold, yeah? But he's like, we got the players to no matter who's there, he's going to play how he plays, bro. You understand? And if anything, you want to put a man like Gravenberch on the back foot. You don't want to just sit in front of him and just let him play. You want to put Eze there or Ethan.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
To make him have to work back.
So the best form of a defence is attacking him. Basically.
Yes.
I agree.
Because we have the best defence.
Yes. I agree.
And Liverpool away, City at home, bro. You got to go for
too
it.
Too pragmatic. That's what it is.
Yes, bro.
Too pragmatic.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Go for it, man.
Do you think it's good for the league, for the title race? They're 2 points behind Liverpool?
Yeah. They still have to come to our ground as well, so.
Yeah, I didn't want Liverpool to just run away from it again, man.
Well, help.
It's an easy league, though.
Help. Man United.
We're going to play them. We're going to play them. We're going to Anfield. We're going to do that. All 3 points.
I know you lot think I'm reactionary, but if we lost that game, it would have been over. That would have been done. I know you lot lost as well, but it would have just proved that we're not good enough. Like when we can capitalize,
happened
we
last
can't.
Season.
Yeah, it happened every
last
time.
Season.
Every
this,
time Liverpool
this weekend,
lost, we lost.
This week happened last season. Many times it happened. Liverpool dropped points.
Yeah, 100%.
Arsenal didn't capitalize.
We played one game and you lot played the next game, and then man was like, Arsenal dropped points.
That's the most impressive win I've seen from Arsenal in a while.
That was a big one.
That's why I tweeted. I said,
that's a serious win. That's
a lot of the fans, but that was.
That's a league winning type of win.
Okay, so listen, wait. You see how we are talking about that? So when Liverpool was doing it.
Too much, though.
But I hate, brother.
That's the difference.
You just don't, you play till the whistle stops.
And that's what you want from your team. And that's what you got from Arsenal.
I think also the difference is Arsenal ain't really showed that side.
That's why we're impressed.
When they've been... Liverpool have been showing that side. Arsenal ain't really showed that side of it when it matters to get me to go in and do that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Does that worry you then? That Arsenal are really catching up?
No, but it makes it entertaining for the league, bro. We won it. I'm happy, bro.
Nah, but
I'm happy, bro.
Nah, but got
it. You're saying it.
No, 100.
I'm happy, bro.
But what it is we're used to Liverpool. We're used to Liverpool going out there smashing teams, bro. That's what happened.
We didn't smash. We don't really smash.
Broski. Yeah, no, Hundo. But it's not about the Palace game. Every other game this season.
You narrowed it down to the Palace game.
Exactly.
No, honestly,
you ain't.
Wait till we beat West Ham.
By the way, Palace
are
close.
Wait till we beat West Ham.
By the way, Palace are one of the best teams in the league.
Bro, they're the only team
unbeaten.
They
are crazy.
The only team
I know what kills me about them though, Lippy.
Yeah.
They play the exact same formation as Ruben Amorim.
But what's the difference?
Same.
What's the difference? The difference is you cannot play through them. You cannot
play
through them.
They've got the players.
Bro.
Broski. They've got
a mid-low block.
What's my man?
Narrow.
What's my man? The right wing back. Muniz.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
No, slept on. Tyreek Mitchell.
Yeah, both of them. Tyreek Mitchell. They got Mateta, who I think is criminally underrated.
You know how many goals he scored? Is it like 25, 25
in the last 18? Ain't a joke. They've played Liverpool, City, Arsenal.
He's a striker, man. He bangs.
Bro, we're gassing Mateta, but he missed some. Hey, we could have been out of there by like first half.
That one that he rocked off the post, boy.
Bro, he missed some sitters.
And by the way, and when you're like Mateta at a Palace, you can miss. See that there? So he's missed all of them chances, and we're saying, raw, Mateta.
Yeah, now, missed him at Arsenal. Woo, dead.
You're crap. Yeah. It's true standards.
Different, bro.
I listen, here's an interesting one about Arsenal, though, because Arteta is doing everything he can to try and win this league. And
yeah, he's always bringing tactics.
He's got a new one. He wants RAF fighter pilots to improve how he speaks to his players.
Sir Oscar, can you get down the wing from Sir Oscar Elba?
What does that mean, bro?
He wants a light bulb team talk and blaring out music in training. He's doing everything.
Let me tell you something, boys. So, as I said about Potter's on this wave, but if you haven't got a team of players that respond to it, it's crazy.
Do you
I think the Arsenal boys are responding. Well, from what I've heard from...
They're not because they've done...
Hold up.
And they go battered.
Let me land. So speaking to someone that I know around Arsenal, I'm hearing that if you're not on Arteta's wave, which is a frequency that is obviously a high frequency...
Hippie wave. It's like hippie. It's like
you're on a hippie.
Right, if you're not on that,
it's like a spiritual,
you're gone.
If you don't do mushrooms, you can't play for Arteta.
The slightest bit that you're not on or Arteta's on, you're out. But that means that the ones that are there are really on it. And when you've got players that are really on your wave, you know when he comes in.
But hold on. Yeah, but gee, that's for me. Yeah, the best gaffers. Yeah, have
blowing
ideas.
Blowing the lines instead of sniffing them.
Nah, the best. Whoa. I don't know what's going. But nah, the best bosses. This is it.
You know, you go to the party, you got to turn up and there's some cocos there, but you don't do it. So you, instead of sniffing, you blow. You pretend to turn up. I'm telling you, you got to fit in. Give me some. Oh, that was some good stuff, man.
Hey, where did you get that from?
You know what it is,
so what you're saying? Who in the Arsenal squad's pretending to be on Arteta's wave then?
All of them.
Saliba.
No, brother, that's what makes a good gaffer or a good leader. Having ideas that people don't necessarily believe in, but they still sit there, shut up and obey.
But do you know why that's me?
Sniff it and then
you know why that's needed though, yeah? His ones are like getting some kind of pickpocket to come and like rob your players. Like they're never anything. Like I remember Jurgen Klopp was just like, all of us were going to a cabin in a late. It's teamwork, it creates something. He's just trying to get RAF pilots.
You know who I heard he bring there? Hey, you know the youth who does the self-defense with the gun.
Yeah. He's in heaven.
Yeah, they're in heaven, yeah. He brought him to Arsenal, you know, he's just there. Come here. Got a gun. He's saying, concentrate. He's hitting Gabriel. Focus.
Livy's trying to land. Livy, sorry,
man. I'm sure 100% in football, yeah, gaffers will try to do things to, like, switch it up and keep man, like, stimulated in another way kind of thing. Even in school, you know, they'll have them youths will come in to chat to you about knife crime or whatever, and they'll make it fun and it's like that, innit? So they, I think they're signaling, because I see, I think it was the QPR gaffer, bruv. He had some man come in wearing some tribal
Lips, let me say something. For someone that's been in football, I promise you, bro, you're not wrong. Yeah. And let me tell you, all clubs are still doing that. But what he's doing, the whole...
I'm telling you, they're in the changing room.
He, do you know what it is? They got mind control over him.
He thinks
he's a man.
Everyone's got to be on his wave, innit? Yeah. So you know the ones that ain't acting. You get what I'm saying? The ones that ain't, yeah, they got mind control over him. So when he walks in the room, they act up. When he's gone, they're acting a fool again. You get what I'm saying? And he caught Aubameyang. He caught Lacazette. He caught Herrera. Hey, you're saying, innit?
If he goes in your yard and there's not dream catchers and that,
you're out.
You're out.
Oh, he burned sage as well in the yard.
What?
He's burning sage.
Who?
Arteta.
When you burn sage in the yard,
Mark is lying, man.
You think Arteta don't burn sage?
I reckon he's got one of you know them blankets, the patterned blanket things that they just bruv, put everywhere.
I bet he's done DMT, bruv. Oh, he's got the boys in the summer
that's
doing
Amarim,
ayahuasca.
That's Amarim.
Ayahuasca.
Amarim's got to be on
that's
the
team. Amarim.
Oh, bro, Amarim's on the pink, bro. Amarim's pinked up, bro.
What? Where's that come from? Well, boy, the word on the streets is they're trying to get Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, in the ring, super fight. Turk Chief, what's his name?
Turk Al-Sheikh.
Hey, Rooney.
Why does Ali do everything? Yeah, man.
You're saying that, hey.
Chief, he's Arabic. That's a chief.
Lippy is saying Rooney will smack him up, right?
Any day.
He had a boxing background, but he did
Go on. 1 second.
He did get knocked out.
So we're going on the boxing background, right? All I've seen from actual proof is his chin, yeah? And his chin is weak. Bardsley,
he was drunk.
Hit him with one punch.
Bardsley's an idiot?
He boxes as well.
Bardsley will punch up Ronaldo. You think Ronaldo's an idiot?
Yes.
No, he's not an idiot.
One second.
All of a sudden, he goes from alien that can jump 8 foot tall. He's so powerful.
That's headers.
Brother, he can do anything. Ronaldo could do anything.
No, we can't.
He's an alien. Give him 6 months training, he's an alien.
So in your head, Ronaldo would punch you up, Steve-O. In your head, Ronaldo would punch you up.
No, because I'm a street fighter. This is boxing rules. I'll bite his dick. I'll go crazy, bro.
What?
I'll go nuts.
Why?
Is it end of the show? That's got to be the end of the show, because I don't understand
what's going on. I'm personally...
Bro, like, subscribe, share.
I'm the same.
All of that stuff, please. Thanks for coming. Filthy Feathers, man. We'll be here next week, man. Gang business. What are you doing, Steve-O, man?